The National Guard quietly arrived in San Diego in early May. Volunteers drove to the armory in Kearny Mesa in their own cars. They attended a briefing before fanning out to find hotel rooms. The Guard has released only short written updates, and troops have appeared publicly only briefly. A week after they arrived, the first guardsmen marched out of the El Centro Border Patrol station, 2 hours east of San Diego.
Ready, front, hooray, rest.
They stood silently as the backdrop for a press conference called by the local head of Customs and Border Protection, Gloria Chavez.
CBP continues to welcome National Guard personnel to the southwest border.
The troops then filed out without speaking. Call it cooperation in the age of Twitter. While the president challenges California Governor Jerry Brown's position on just about everything, especially immigration, behind the scenes, the state and federal government quietly worked through their differences. 250 of the 400 National Guard troops Brown authorized have arrived at the U.S. Border Patrol districts of El Centro and San Diego. Far from the image of Humvees riding along the border, the majority of California Guardsmen won't even be outdoors.
These 51 National Guardsmen behind me will assist the U.S. Border Patrol with logistical and administrative support.
They'll analyze intelligence and act as dispatchers. Under the rules negotiated with the Pentagon, they'll monitor cameras on the U.S. side of the border, but not cameras that look across the border into Mexico.
The National Guard will not be armed. They're in a mission support role behind the scenes.
The fact that guardsmen won't be armed isn't new. Tim Dunn with Salisbury University has researched militarization of the border and says the Pentagon has been reluctant to arm troops since 1997. That's when Marines from Camp Pendleton, California, shot and killed a rancher outside of Redford, Texas, when they mistook him for a smuggler.
So they scaled back the use of armed ground troops and allowed all the other forms of military assistance, intelligence support, construction, training, equipment operation, you know, anything short of armed ground troops could be done.
Dunn says it stayed that way until the Pentagon resumed some armed patrols in the years after 9/11. The Secretary of Defense or one of his deputies now has to sign off on this kind of operation. The Pentagon estimates it will cost $182 million to keep guard troops activated at the border through September. The government spent roughly $1.35 billion to send guard troops to the border during the Bush and Obama administrations. Dunn questions the value.
What are we getting for that? You know, the apprehensions are at historic lows. Even though apprehensions are up a little bit this year, they've been low since 2011.
Border Patrol officials in California say numbers don't tell the whole story. San Diego Sector Chief Rodney Scott says his district is understaffed and has a recruiting problem because of the high cost of living in San Diego. He'll use most of this round of guardsmen as radio dispatchers.
Right now, I have significant vacancies in that area that they can help fill. On top of that, we have significant vacancies anyway. I think it's no secret we've had some recruiting challenges.
So even if the guard performs mundane tasks like changing oil in vehicles, that frees up agents.
We have a very small mission support contingency. We don't have a big engineering group, for example. We either have to take agents out of a role to do that short term, or we have to contract those services out.
Scott also says this kind of cooperation is fairly routine. Guardsmen already monitor cameras at stations all the way up the California coastline.
We've got a long relationship with the National Guard. We've been working with them through my entire career. That's been 25 years.
Scott sees the Guard as a temporary solution, but one he'd like to see continue for a while. He hopes Operation Guardian Support will last beyond its September 30th sunset. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.